Senator Ashburn, Senator Sedillo, Senator McClintock, Senator Corbett. And we have today, item number one has been pulled, SB 229 by Senator Margette, that he has requested that we pull that. And so we're going to do item number, we have two items, a bill that I have, SB 585 and Senate Bill 791. And Senator Corbett is going to be, they have been pulled from consent calendar and will present those bills. Senator Corbett. Oh, we're going to start this as a subcommittee.
Is it on now? Okay. I need my microphone. I'm very honored to present the first bill of the year. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This bill is Senate Bill 791. This is a vehicle to deal with an issue in my district, hoping we can move this bill forward today. Currently, SB 91 repeals an obsolete requirement for the California Transportation Committee to report to the legislature on the relative success of SB 45.
Excuse me, Senator, we have a quorum, so let us call the roll.
Lowenthal?
Here.
McClintock?
Here.
Ashburn?
Present.
Sedillo?
Present.
Corbett?
Here.
Dutton?
Here.
Harmon? Kehoe? Semidian? Torlakson?
Here.
Yee?
We have a quorum. Please continue.
This measure will deal with an evolving issue in my district with regard to Route 238, which is being changed, and it's an ongoing issue. And I would request your aye vote on this district bill.
Yeah, what does it do?
Yes.
Well, currently,
I hate to be prying, but I'm just kind of curious.
It's a vehicle that will allow me to deal with the issue of Route 238. I know that your members have heard about this issue of excess land that Caltrans has taken in the past for future routes. This is happening in Southern California near Pasadena and also in Hayward, which is...
Why don't we get a rule waiver for it and hear it when you're ready to put it in print?
Because I do need to have this vehicle available so I can deal with it.
Well, if you get a rule waiver, you will.
Well, I prefer to have it move forward today. That's why I'm presenting it today. That would be my preference.
Well, the bill you're describing is not before us, and we don't have any analysis of what it is that you were trying to do. And what you've told me so far is that it only has something to do with Caltrans land acquisitions, which doesn't give me an awful lot to go on.
Well, I wish the timing with regard to the evolution of the need with this bill was such that I could have something more specific for you today in this bill.
But a deadline waiver would give you that latitude.
Well, it won't allow me to have a vehicle to be able to deal with the situation immediately, and I think I'm going to be able to meet that.
Of course it will. That would suspend all the deadlines and allow it to move through the process as you are ready to present it.
Well, I'll just say this. You can all never be assured of a waiver in the future, so I prefer to have a vehicle now, and that's why I'm presenting it. So I ask for your aye vote.
Senator.
Well, again, can you be a little more specific about what it does relative to Caltrans land acquisitions? You've given us nothing to go on.
Route 238 in Hayward was proposed highway through the Hayward Hills. There is excess land that is going to have to be dealt with. There are public meetings occurring now, and those decisions will be made in the near future, but we don't have any specifics yet. This vehicle allows me the opportunity to address any needs coming from that situation, and that's what this is about.
And what is Caltrans' position on this land?
What is Caltrans' position on? Caltrans' position on the land, there is no specific land. They have been managing this land over the years from the time
There is no specific land. They've been managing this land.
No, that's
land
not what I
years.
Said, Senator.
I think that's word for word what you
no,
said.
No, that is not what I said. There is land that was taken for a route that was in process years ago. There has been a change now as to where that route will actually occur. This has been going on for 30 years in my district. Finally, we're at the point where Caltrans is working with the local community. The local community has come to some decisions as to where the route will actually go. And there will be a lot of land that is remaining available after that time. And the community is involved with Caltrans. We are working directly with Caltrans. I've been involved in stakeholder meetings to make final decisions with regard to this land and how it will be disposed.
Well, shouldn't we build the road first and then dispose of any surplus land rather than the other way around?
We know that the route will not take all the land that Caltrans has been maintaining over the years. We know that for a fact. And we may need legislation to dispose of the land and assure that it is taken care of in a responsible way for that community.
Senator, as this,
this is
if
a
this
very
bill,
unusual
as
situation.
As this bill moves forward, I'm going to request that you, once the bill is amended and goes through the
Absolutely.
Process, that
Absolutely.
You'll bring that bill, this
yes.
bill back to this committee so that we can continue this discussion.
Yes.
Well,
this
and when
forward.
She does, I'll be happy to consider voting for it then.
Very good. Yes, Senator McClintock, I did not say that. Obviously, I'll be glad to bring this bill back to the committee
good.
So that you'll have an opportunity to review it. I have no problem
and
with that.
And we will request that.
Yeah. I ask for your vote.
We will require that, not request. We are going to require, since this bill, we will bring this bill back to committee. With that, is there a motion? And the bill has been moved by Senator Torlakson. Would you like to close?
I just ask for your aye vote. It's very important that I have this vehicle available. It is an unusual situation. I wish none of you ever to have the sort of situation we're dealing with this in the community. It's quite complicated, and I wish that I could have your support so I can make sure I do the best job for my constituents.
Thank you, Senator. Again, this bill will be coming back as it moves forward through the process, if it does move through the process back to committee. So with that, will the Secretary please call the roll?
Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. McClintock.
Not voting.
Ashburn. Sedillo.
Sedillo, aye.
Sedillo, aye. Corbett.
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Dutton. Harmon. Kehoe. Sumidian.
Aye.
Sumidian, aye. Torlakson.
Aye.
Torlakson, aye. Yee. 5-0.
Not will you call
Kehoe, aye. 6-0.
Hold it on. Hold it open.
Yeah, we're going to hold that. That has sufficient votes. We're going to hold the roll open for Senator Yee and any other absent members. With that, I'm going to present one remaining bill, and that's SB 585. And I'll do it down there.
Up here or down there?
Down there. Tom. Good afternoon, members and chair. This bill makes SB 585, disabled parking, makes a number of non-controversial cleanup changes to laws relating to disabled parking. One, it clarifies that illegally parking in a space for persons with disabilities can be cited as a civil offense, and that local governments may establish the civil penalties. As you know, right now, this is one of the only violations in which it's an infraction, and so local communities have not been citing as infractions, and this will allow them to cite if they choose as a civil offense, as they do in all other kinds of parking violations. It clarifies that it's illegal to park in a disabled space in a state parking facility without a proper license plate or a placard, and it deletes unnecessary language in the provisions describing signage requirements for disabled parking spaces. There's no known opposition to these changes, and I ask for your aye vote.
Moved and seconded. Questions or comments by the committee? The concern I would have, Senator, is do I understand it correctly that this allows local governments to set the fines as they see fit?
As they do for all other parking citations, yes.
Yeah, but this is a state law that exists throughout all of California.
That is true.
Shouldn't that be set by the legislature, not by individual communities?
I will tell you right now, individual communities are setting the parking citations as they see fit under this, even though it is not state, they are not really authorized. We have found that this is the accepted practice throughout the state.
And by the way, could you go over the difference between a civil offense and a criminal offense?
Well, a criminal offense is an infraction, and I think it's, which would be...
Goes to court.
And it's a court, and you have to go to court. A civil offense is not a court.
But you can, you can waive a court appearance in a criminal infraction.
Yeah, I think so. We are not eliminating that this is a criminal infraction. We're just providing the opportunity, as local governments already have, for all other kinds of parking citations to make this a civil offense.
Well, my concern is there are certain safeguards for an accused in criminal law that don't exist in civil law, and I've become very uncomfortable with moving what should be criminal offenses into the civil courts where people don't have the same criminal protections.
Yeah, when it's only a criminal offense, Senator, when there is a driver involved. Most of these infractions, they do not know who the driver is. It's just it's just a citing of the car itself, and that's why we want to make sure that it can still be cited as
I think back in medieval times, we gave up the notion that we were going to cite inanimate objects or animals. We only cite human beings actions that human beings take. We don't cite inanimate objects. This is a drift in the law that I find very disturbing, and we seem to, having gone over that slippery edge, are now gliding down that slippery slope. Senator Ashburn.
Mr. Chairman, to the author, is there a proposal on this to cap the fine that can be set by local governments, or is the amount unlimited?
It's a minimum of $250. It is not capped, but again, local governments have and are setting these now. It's just not exactly clear, but they have authority for all parking offenses. They've been setting fine amounts for these types of parking offenses. It's just because the only kind of reference in the codes is to the infraction.
Do we have any anecdotal evidence of what those fines have been set?
In the analysis, it lists a couple examples, which are it's actually not in this analysis. Oh, yeah, here it is. City of Sacramento imposes a $425 fine. The fine in San Francisco is $275, and in Santa Ana, it is $339. That is different in that those are the absolute fine amounts. There's no additional surcharges on that, or very few. If you have a $100 civil infraction, it's actually a $370 fine. Mm-hmm. So if this were cited as an infraction, it actually would be much, much more than what these amounts are.
Well, but if under this legislation there's no cap, the amount can exceed those that you cited. I mean, it seems to me, Senator McClintock makes a good point. This is state law. I think the public has the right to expect uniformity, not only in the enforcement of the law, but in the penalties for that. And at the very minimum, I would suggest maybe a cap.
As we move through, I would be glad to discuss that issue. I will just say that right now, these fines are set only by local governments throughout the state. That is the existing practice. Right. And what you're saying is, why not have more uniformity? And I would be willing to talk to the CHP and to as we discuss as this bill moves forward.
There is a probably a mechanism for uniformity. If we set a uniform baseline, might be one way to address that, and at the same time maintain some discretion for local entities. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is a very egregious conduct. I don't think people appreciate what happens when people do park in areas for disabled should park. As you know, my spouse was ill in the last 3 years of her life. Basically, we lived under those circumstances. And I don't think people appreciate the kind of denial of rights for members of the disabled community that they're conducting, that they're engaging in, when they do that. It may seem harmless, it may seem simple. I know there's anecdotes where sometimes we see people who abuse that, use those privileges, and they belong to the family and not to the person who uses the car. That is also reprehensible. Mm-hmm. But clearly, if there's uniformity that we're searching for, it may be in setting a minimum standard, and yet being sensitive to the locals for them to determine that there may be a need for greater deterrence.
So you're suggesting, and again, and these are all, you're suggesting not a cap, but a minimal standard.
A minimum standard, and then the locals may have may find a need for them to determine a higher amount, and that may be based upon particular needs of the locals. Maybe the demographics, maybe the terrain, maybe the density. It's not for me to venture. But clearly, I think that may be one way to try to reconcile both these areas. There is this conduct. I think we're also, the other part we're trying to do is conform the law to kind of the social reality that exists. And the fact is that locals are taking initiative on this. And unless we want to engage in a battle with the locals over jurisdiction, this might be a way to reconcile that.
Mm-hmm.
I move the bill.
Senator Keogh. It's been moved like three times. Any further discussion or comments? Hearing none, Senator Lowenthal, you close.
I found this a very interesting discussion, and we'll consider these issues as we move this forward.
Secretary, call the roll.
Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. McClintock?
No.
McClintock, no. Ashburn?
No.
Ashburn, no. Cedillo?
Aye.
Cedillo, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Dutton?
No.
Dutton, no. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Simidian? Simidian,
aye.
Torlakson?
Aye.
Torlakson, aye. Yee? 7-3.
Let's hold that open for Senator Yee, who's requested that we hold the roll open. Thank you.
That's
right.
And Senator Ashburn, the ever helpful soul that he is, will be glad to.
We're going to hold the roll open for five more minutes, but that concludes all the business for today. Those that missed the first vote, the roll is held open. We have that open. Will the Secretary please call the roll on the first item, which was, I think, SB 791 Corbett. And the vote now is?
6-0.
6-0.
Ashburn. Dutton.
The call on item number one, Corbett. You.
You still have to call his name.
Oh, okay. McClintock. Ashburn. Dutton. Harmon.
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Yee.
Aye.
Yee, aye. 8-0.
Let's call the roll on the second, which was Senate Bill 585.
Currently 7-3. Yee.
Aye.
Yee, aye. 8-3.
That bill is out. Both bills are out. This committee is adjourned.